Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today's quick word from the Word of God is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Here's the verse. Paul writes to Timothy and he says, quote, "As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine." Now, Timothy was the young protege of the Apostle Paul. Paul was a mentor to Timothy. Their warm relationship is illustrated throughout the two letters that Paul wrote to his associate. From this verse, we can see that Paul left Timothy in the city of Ephesus, where they had been serving together. It wasn't easy to serve the Lord and lead the church in Ephesus. Ephesus was one of the great cities of the ancient world, and it was noted as a religious and economic center. Ephesus had the famous temple to the goddess Diana and a thriving banking industry. There were many things, both spiritual and material, that would make it difficult for Timothy to stand strong for the true message of God as it's expressed in the gospel. But even though Timothy had a tough job to do, Paul wanted him to remain in Ephesus and to not give up. Paul would not have said this to Timothy if there was not some kind of pressure for him to leave. Something was pulling on Timothy to make him give up, resign, to back off from the calling of spiritual leadership that God gave him. Paul had to tell Timothy in straight terms, don't give in to that pull and pursue what God has for you instead. God will allow us to be in difficult situations, and we must set our minds to meet the challenge, or we are certainly going to give up. Many years ago, this advertisement appeared in a newspaper. This is what it said, quote, "Men wanted for hazardous journey, small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honor and recognition in case of success." The ad was signed by a famous Arctic explorer, and it appeared in London, and thousands of men responded to it. They were willing to give their lives to a big and difficult mission if a great leader called them to do it. And Timothy had a tough job to do, as do we. But who has called us? Who is our leader? The Bible tells us this in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, "The people who knew their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Perhaps God has called you to stay faithful through a difficult situation when you would prefer to escape. Perhaps this week has been one of those weeks. You can find the strength to remain where God wants you to remain if you look for the strength not in yourself, but look for that strength in God. He's there to help you with that, and He's there to help you with it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.